Why California is so expensive, Victor Davis Hanson. California undeniably ranks among the nation's highest cost places to live. The state's cost of living in 2023 is nearly 40% higher than the average nationwide, according to the Missouri Economic Research and Information Center, a division of the Missouri Department of Economic Development, which also provides analysis on the economy nationwide. According to the researchers, housing was 92% higher compared to the national average, while both utilities and transportation were over 20% more expensive. As such, a well-known scholar suggests the state's gradual shift from the land of opportunity. Victor Davis Hanson, a historian at Stanford University's Hoover Institution, said on a recent episode of Epoch TV's California Insider that the state's high cost of living stems from what he called a utopian ideology spawned by rapid industrial growth and an increasingly polarized social composition of extreme rich and extreme poor. According to Mr. Hanson, California's living cost increase is tied to a switch in the state's industrial development and economic approach since the late 20th century. Historically, he said, California was renowned for its abundant natural resources, thanks to its favorable geographical conditions. This was the most naturally wealthiest state when I was growing up. Soil, oil, minerals, timber, weather, climate, he said in the hour-long episode. However, he said, such has been neglected by the leaders of the state for the past few decades. What did they do with that inheritance? They squandered it, and they pursued unicorns of let's go completely. Let's outlaw natural gas stoves. Let's build high-speed rail, and we haven't laid 1 foot of track for 15 years of construction, he said. According to recent reports, the estimated cost of the project, which runs between the San Francisco Bay Area and the Greater Los Angeles Area, has increased to over $128 billion. Mr. Hanson also discussed the state's goal to achieve carbon neutrality by 2045. We are doing massive subsidies for wind and solar, even though we know they're terribly inefficient compared to natural gas, which is clean burning, and hydro and nuclear, he said. Mr. Hanson additionally said the state's core economic output has changed dramatically. When I was born in California in 1953, the nexus of political power was Los Angeles because it had the biggest population. And that was built on real estate, oil development, manufacturing, defense, that's pretty much gone, he said. Now it's high-tech, Silicon Valley. And that type of wealth is very different. He added that the shift has fundamentally changed the narrative within the state, and such industries have dominated the political regime in California. The most obvious is that from Berkeley to La Jolla, there is an elite of 10 to 20 million people, he said. They're the wealthiest of all Americans' zip codes. They are more utopian because they're not earthy, they're not farming, they're not mining, they're not building. Such a utopian ideology has made the price of gas increase, created housing construction restrictions along some coastal regions, and made the state more expensive, Mr. Hanson said, resulting in millions of Californians leaving the state since 2020 due to the high cost of living in the name of achieving a climate-friendly society. The state's population decreased by 0.4% from January 2022 compared to the same period this year, dropping below 39 million residents for the first time since 2015, according to the California Department of Finance. Such decline is unprecedented in the state's history, as data indicates continuous growth from 1900 until 2020, when nearly 1% of residents opted to leave during the height of pandemic restrictions. Data shows declines have persisted since. Another 2023 report from the United Ways of California, a nonprofit that advocates to end poverty, revealed a family of four in San Diego County needs to earn over $110,000 to meet its needs, compared to federal poverty guidelines suggesting that $30,000 is sufficient. We don't have political change, because these frustrated people prefer, rather than to fight here, to go to Texas, or Wyoming, or Montana, or Utah, or Tennessee, Mr. Hanson said. And those are the brightest, the best, the smartest, the most capable, and the most angry, most importantly. Additionally, he said the state is becoming like a unit party state due to conservative voters leaving in the past decade, those who most likely voted for the Republican governors Ronald Reagan, George Dukmejian, Pete Wilson, and Arnold Schwarzenegger. The supermajority of Democrats in leadership roles has thrown the state out of balance, he said. There are no Republican statewide office holders, no attorney general, no secretary of state, no lieutenant, nothing, he said. That means that any person who has an idea, there's no opposition to it. Because the Republican Party is neutered. He additionally said the state's mass exodus of the middle class is leading to what he called a medieval society. You put all of that together, of the Reagan voters leaving, new needier poor people coming, and massive wealth being established, he said. This amounts to a medieval society where the middle class fled, the poor are subsidized, and the very wealthy don't really care about the effects of the measures they enact. It is incredible how such a change can happen to a state in less than 2 decades, Mr. Hansen said. We had everybody to California because land was cheap. There was a carefree attitude. There was a dynamic political debate back and forth. We had a viable Republican Party, and it was kind of a live and let live attitude, said Mr. Hansen. Now we're sort of a nanny state. Ossified, calcified,